Hello, and welcome to this week's episode of DTC, Dudes Talking Comics. Here at DTC, we're a podcast dedicated to all things comics, comic books, comic movies, and comic TV shows.
In this episode, we're joined by a special guest as we discuss the season finale of The Walking Dead.
Well, hello.
Hello.
Ahoy, ahoy.
All right. So we're all joined together. My name is Angel, and I'm joined today by...
Maurice.
And Carmen.
Hey.
Yes. So we have a special guest today.
Woohoo.
In Carmen.
Yeah. And... I'm a dude for the night. Hey. Yeah.
She's a dudette.
Yeah, a dudette. Yep, that's a real word. It is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we'll take that. We'll take that. That's all good. So, yeah, we're joined today to really discuss The Walking Dead.
Yeah, one of our, I can definitely say for all of us, one of our top favorite shows. I mean, it's a bittersweet up and down relationship we've had with this show, but we're talking about The Walking Dead because, you know, from the beginning, it's been one of our favorite shows, right?
Yeah, easily in my top three favorite shows of all time. At a time, it was my number one, but it has slipped down to number two.
Because of the ups and downs it's been putting us through.
It's a love-hate relationship, but more love, if anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's there's a lot that goes into this show that makes it unique than most other shows. One in particular is that it's all related to a comic book.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that it's been 8 seasons long.
Yeah.
Each season has been a little different.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And how many overall seasons are there? The show's been open. It's been around for 8 years. It's 8 seasons.
Yeah. That's how it works.
I'm just.
Yeah, normally each different season. I've never watched a show that's like 2 years long and is only one.
Well, I guess sometimes like we get lost in the time of the show because it gets broken up, right? There's a mid-season finale, and also like the time span of the show hasn't been 8 years. I mean, we've been along for the ride for 8 years, but if we're going with like how old Judith is, then technically the show's been around for maybe The Walking Dead like life has been around for what, 3 or 4 years?
Well, that's
that
was a question I had.
Yeah,
because I was just watching the finale again, and I was just wondering like, what? How many years has it been since Rick was first shot?
Yeah.
And woke up, you know, a few weeks later, like from that day, that time to season 8. What in your opinions? Because I know we could probably do the research and find in your opinion, how long do you think it's been?
Well, for sure, let's do it this way. This past season, since we met Negan, it's been 2 seasons, right? But technically, that whole storyline took place in 1 month.
Yeah,
something like that.
Yeah, and well, there have been times that winter has been skipped and stuff, so it hasn't been 8 years, so 4 years?
The last season itself probably took, like a week?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because people always complain, well, how is it that Maggie's still pregnant ever since Glenn died? It hasn't been, since Glenn has died, it's been 3 to 4 weeks max.
Yeah.
That's why she's not showing as much. And that's why it's still fresh in her mind of what happened. That's what people don't understand.
Yeah.
I mean, I try to like estimate it according to how Judith looks. Because when Rick meets the group, right, it begins that whole drama of Lori and Shane and Lori's pregnant and all that, and we see it kind of unfold. So we know we don't also know if Lori gave birth earlier or anything like that, but to estimate all that, Judith is still a toddler, she's not really talking, so all that together for me, at the minimum, it's been 2 to 3 years at the most, you know, counting 9 months of being pregnant and all that. I would say at most, maybe 4 years, but that's like the most.
Yeah, because she's walking, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it has to be 3-4 years most, no more than that.
Yeah.
Yeah, 3-4 years.
Yeah. Well, that's just amazing to think about, because it's been 8 seasons long. And if you try to think about like how you would survive in a world like that, you know, they've come a long way, really. To survive 3 years. But like, let's get into this latest season, and the finale in particular. Just like right off the bat, we won't get into particulars just yet. But how do you feel after the last episode? How would you rate the last episode?
Out of what, like 5 stars, or like what's the scale here?
Yeah, we tend to use a 5-star scale, but instead of just rating, like how do you feel? Do you feel satisfied with the last episode? Are you confused?
I mean, I actually like the last episode. I think in comparing it to the other episodes of the season, which we'll get into, whatever, it was quite satisfying. There were more things that I liked than I didn't like. And the whole season has been building up to this big war, this big encounter. And I feel as though it went right into it. Like a lot of these episodes, and you know, The Walking Dead is also known for having some episodes that are slow and drags out. And this season finale kind of went right into it. So there was no waiting. There was no anticipating. The war started, and how it ended, which, again, we'll get into it. The whole thing with Maggie, I was very surprised by that. And I did not see that coming at all. And I'm not mad about what Maggie is planning to do. So overall, I like the episode.
I'm personally just happy that this storyline is over.
Okay.
The episode, I liked it. The season of storyline, I'm happy that it's just done with, and we move on to the next.
Yeah.
Because for me it just dragged on for too damn long.
It only being a few weeks.
Yeah. But like forever. So me being a big Walking Dead fan, this was the first time, I think we mentioned it, anytime I watch this show, I wait 30 minutes because I record it, and I go right into it. And there's been a few episodes that I waited like a week to watch.
Yeah.
I was kind of like over it. And I'm also happy that it's done with, because now we move on to a new storyline. And I'm curious to see what happens next, especially with the relationship of Negan, Rick, and what Carmen just mentioned, Maggie and Rick, and what's gonna happen next. But the finale itself, I did like it.
Yeah. Well, for me, I had a lot of mixed feelings watching the episode. I was confused a lot, mostly confused about the characters and their sort of just the way they reacted to certain things or went about certain things. But you know, overall, I was okay with it. I was okay with the episode. I was okay with the season. For me, I'm just looking mostly forward to what's going to happen next. And it seemed like they wanted to close things up and move on. But it's definitely created a lot of uncertainty and confusion with the characters.
Yeah.
Is the confusion more towards what happened in the finale or with other characters?
It's just the way the characters are reacting to certain things or their feelings. Like I'll get right into it.
Let's do this. Let's chit chat about this.
So the final episode itself, you know, was pretty much the
last war.
Yeah, the last battle
of the war, right? Because there have been other battles throughout the season with Negan, with the other guy with the mustache that ended up coming
Simon?
To the top. Yeah, Simon. So they
call them Grand Theft Simon.
Yeah, yeah. That's an issue. That character itself and what he was going about doing. Let's get into that then. If we're gonna start anywhere, you know, it doesn't have to be in any particular order. But since we brought him up, we'll talk about Simon.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Simon had figured or thought about or just decided that the way Negan was going about doing things was not working anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because he realized, and this was something that he said with Dwight, like, they don't quit. These people do not quit. The, you know, Hilltop and Rick's group and King Ezekiel. What he was saying was, we need to basically take them out, because no matter what we do, they are going to fight, and they have tenacity. They come back stronger. So his thing was like, we need to wipe them out.
Yeah, yeah. So he wanted to wipe them out and start clean.
Mm-hmm. Exterminate, he used the word.
And he brought up, you know, he brought up the idea to Negan, and Negan was like, no. And here's part of the issue with Negan, right? Because Negan, he saw the value in people,
right? Yeah.
The way he was running things. He needed resources. And
he said people are resources.
Yeah, they're the most important resource for whatever reason. Either, you know, making things, building crops, whatever, having doctors.
Being soldiers.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why he didn't want to go about just wiping these people out, which he easily could have done. Mm-hmm. But then you have... Simon, that just, you know, he had enough of it. You know, he didn't want to deal with these people anymore. He saw the nonsense. So I guess it happened when they decided to leave Negan alone. Remember that one episode where I guess Negan, they're doing something and Negan gets attacked.
Yeah, I think the saviors were on their way to either attack one of the communities, or they were on their way to something. And then isn't that when Rick kind of drives Negan off?
Yeah, they were on their way to the Hilltop, because Negan had made the plan of, we're not going to kill no one. We're going to attack and contaminate them. They could kill themselves, you know, because we're going to go ahead and bloody up our weapons with the zombie juice. So,
yeah. You know, and Rick's group and, well, all the communities were on the lookout for them, right? They knew they were coming.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember how they knew they were coming, but they knew they were coming. Rick saw them coming, and he kind of like went off and did his own thing.
Yeah.
And went after Negan.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they had their little fight, which I'll get to that too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. that battle that left me like, come on. But yeah, we'll get into it.
Yeah. So you have Dwight and Simon, who go off to, I guess, help Negan. But, you know, they have this discussion that they're like, hey, we're going to do things differently. Mm-hmm. You know, although Dwight had his own intentions the whole time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they kind of figure that he's dead. Like, the way they left off, you know, there was no way Negan could have survived.
But Negan, or they didn't really look for him.
Yeah,
or even if he did survive, he's badly hurt. He's gonna end up dying on his own. So let's just let it be and just walk back and claim to everyone that he's dead.
Yeah. So you know, they get back to their guys and like, Negan's done. That's it. His way of doing things is it's over with. We're gonna go my way now. We're gonna eliminate Hilltop, because if we do a little quick recap, Simon, you know, ended up murdering the trash people, right?
Yeah.
And when Simon gets back to them, he was like, don't worry about it, you know, it was taken care of, not knowing that he had murdered all of them. But either way, you know, it ends up that Negan's not dead. He finds out what happens, and
because the leader of the trash people like saved him.
Yeah
He, like, she like picked him up from the side road. He was all beat up and battered, and she picked him up at gunpoint. I guess she was just driving along on that right side of the road and found him.
Yeah, which that whole scene and episode was kind of crazy in that you got to see, you know, Negan fully explain, like, hey, this wasn't my fault. I have my own way of doing things. And she kind of believed him and let him go.
Which he also explained to her the way he explained to, what's the priest's name? Gabriel.
Gabriel.
What you just explained of how important it is to have people alive, that he wouldn't have done that because people are resources. So yeah. he's explained like two or three times.
So yeah, that's his thing. I don't kill people. I save them. That's his whole philosophy. I save people. I understand the value of them. Although, you know, he kind of leads with an iron fist.
Yeah.
But there was a helicopter too, but I'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
So just to fast forward, he ends up going back to the sanctuary and killing Simon. So, you know, because he's like, you double crossed me. This is not the way I do things.
Mm-hmm.
So you still have the idea that Negan wants to rule a certain way. Now, my question is, and my confusion is, what made Negan want to kill Rick and all the group at the end of the battle? What changed? Mm-hmm. How did his philosophy just change to want to murder them when that wasn't his intention at all?
And also, to add one more thing, while he killed Simon, before he killed Simon, he knew about Dwight. He knew about Dwight.
Did he?
Because remember, he had picked her before he killed Dwight. He picked up that girl on the road.
Yeah.
So he knew about Dwight before he knew about Simon, and then Dwight told him about Simon. They met up in the front of the yard or whatever, which was kind of weird. Why would you have a meeting about Negan in front of his old place? Like, like he's not gonna hear you anyway. And he ends up killing Simon, the fight to the death or whatever that was. And that's, I don't know. That's a good question.
Well, he knew Dwight was basically playing for the other side.
Yeah.
So he figured that the easiest way to set Rick and the Hilltop up is to have Dwight believe that this is going to be the plan. Mm-hmm. He's going to sell them that plan. Not sell it, but like, you know, let them know, hey, this is what Negan's planning on doing. Mm-hmm. When really what Negan was going to do was surround them.
Yeah, because he... During the time where he was fighting Simon to, you know, to the battle of the death, that's when he lets Eugene go with the map. Gabriel.
The old leader from Hilltop.
Oh, that's right. The old dude from Hilltop.
The guy that used to run Hilltop. Yeah. Dwight is like, you got to leave now. Here's the plan. You got to go to Rick right now. Give him the heads up. This is what it is.
My point is, like, what changed things? What made him want to kill Rick and everyone? Did you guys catch that, or like, did I miss something? Like,
I personally have no idea. My thing is, this is my opinion. Maybe Carmen thinks something else. I think it's him originally having a plan with Dwight, and then finding out that Simon was gonna do this too. He was like, you know what? I got two people in my own group that's setting me up. You know what? Maybe Hilltop is being a problem too. Maybe I just got to like kill off everybody and start from fresh. That's the only thing think of.
That makes no sense. Like, why would he kill Simon when he wanted to do the same thing, then end up doing it? Like, it's just.
Well, it has to go. It has to be something that happened before they decided to contaminate them. Because to contaminate them, I mean, they're going to end up dying regardless. Doesn't it come from that first battle that they had? Because this is not the first time that Negan's trying to attack Rick and Hilltop and all that. There was an initial battle.
Yeah. My point is that Negan's whole philosophy is that he needs people. That's why he's never really killed off these people.
Well, do you really believe that that's his thing? Because I don't know. I guess from the moment that we met Negan, when the whole thing with Glenn went down, I found Negan's character, like you said, to rule with an iron fist. He'll give you a chance, but by the second chance, you're out of here.
Yeah.
And just a complete violent man. Like, the way Glenn died, the way Abraham died, that it just put this personality characterization of Negan in my head of this guy, he is insane. He is crazy. So do we really believe him when he's saying people are resources, people are resources, people are resources? I mean, maybe the followers of Rick, Maggie, and King Ezekiel, maybe they're resources, but in the end, do you think he really wants to keep Rick alive?
Well, he understood the value of Rick and Ezekiel. They were the leaders of these people. So if he could control them, then he can control the people. Mm-hmm. You know, that's just his understanding of things and going about things. So
Maybe it changed after the fight where Rick did drive him off the path, and it was just them two in the factory. And, you know, what we saw was Rick attempting to kill Negan. Yeah. And maybe from there, he's like, okay, Rick is trying to kill me. Now I got to wipe them out.
Okay.
That.
You know, I think if it wasn't after the first battle, then one, for me, I don't completely trust Negan and what he says. Mm-hmm. I think at a split second, he could be like, I'm going to kill you. So that's an issue for me. The second might be after the first battle, is the first battle when Rick ends up surrounding the sanctuary with the zombies? Was that the first time it kind of went down, or did it happen before? There's been a lot of battles.
There was the initial attack with all the guns when people were complaining that Rick should have just shot Negan right then and there. And then the zombies came in and surrounded them, and they were trapped in there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. To be honest with you, I feel that has to do with what happened with Dwight and Simon. Because after he killed Simon, Michonne contacted him and read to him Carl's letter, and he made it clear to him it's too late now. It's too late.
That might have been the moment.
Because again, he knew about Dwight before he knew about Simon. And then he used Dwight. He kind of like played him, Dwight, to mess with Rick. And now then Dwight tells him about Simon. He kills Simon, and then Michonne contacts him with Carl's letter. And Carl's pretty much preaching the same thing. We can heal, we can blah, 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 blah. And he's telling Michonne it's too late, it's too far gone, there's no going back.
Yeah.
Only one way is to end this all, period, and that's when he goes and does that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's just one point, because there's many other things. So let's move on. Mm-hmm. I want to get right into Carl.
Uh-oh.
And everything that happened with Carl. Because, in my opinion, I don't think it was as powerful and emotional losing Carl as it could. I think they were trying to go.
Like make it.
Make it. Yeah. I
totally agree.
And it's totally agree. And in my opinion, it's because I don't think Carl should have been killed.
Yeah.
I agree.
I understand what they were trying to achieve. Mm-hmm. You know, as far as the overall message and how to close things in the end of the season. It just caught everyone off guard, and it just didn't make sense to me. And my biggest thing is Negan's. I didn't connect with Negan's connection with Carl. Like, I don't understand why he was so attached and like distraught over Carl. Like, I could understand that he respected Carl and stuff, but the fact that he died, like, why did he care so much?
Here's one thing I would like to mention in this podcast, that maybe to let people know like where we all coming from, which is kind of cool. You know, there's me. I love the show, and I'm also up to date with the comic book. Carmen, she straight up loves the show, and she's waiting till the show ends so she can read the comic book herself. And if I'm not mistaken, you watch the show, but you also are aware of certain things in the comic book, correct?
Yeah, I mean, I won't say I love the show. I've had
no,
many
no, yeah. You
I've
follow,
had many.
You,
but I've you, had many
you
issues
watched the
with
show
the...
from beginning to end.
Yeah, yeah. Like I have a good understanding of the show and the comics,
and
but
the comic too. But saying that, you don't need to read the comic to know the importance of Carl in the Walking Dead storyline, TV show, and comic book. Correct?
Yeah.
We all knew that while he was dying, when he was about to die, we all knew that shouldn't be happening. This shouldn't be happening. You know, like that's why we were all confused and upset about it, because it's like, what does Rick have left to fight for? And we were all in agreement of like, what the fuck is going on?
Well, I don't know. Like you said, like I haven't read the comic book. And even though it's been mentioned to me, like, oh, Carl's still alive or whatever, I can definitely say that I have loved the show, mostly because I've been rooting for, I guess, the survival of Rick and Carl.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I've always said, I don't care about anyone else. Mm-hmm. And not in like, oh, I don't care about anyone else. But for me, the storyline is driven because of Rick solely. And they make it seem like his need to survive and what he's doing with the group and all of that is because of Carl.
Yeah. And that's why,
at least that's the story I've been sold. Yeah.
And that's why I brought it up, that you don't have to be up to date in the comic book to know.
Yeah.
This show is driven by that. So now it's being taken away, but why?
Yeah. So like, this is how I knew that what they ended up doing with Carl was just I've described it as it didn't serve him any justice. Because if we go back a few seasons, when Rick and everyone else had just gotten into Alexandria, when Carl got shot in the eye, the way they
we hear you.
Okay,
the
way they played that out, how it just happened, it was for me so unexpected, and that I literally got emotional. Mm-hmm. Like I got emotional. Like wow, it threw me off of like to a curve. He got shot in the eye. He says, "Dad," Rick looks back. Looks at Carl and Carl just falls. Now, that is one emotional scene. That is a what the fuck moment. Yeah. And since then, like, everything has been, at least for me, what if something happens to Rick? What if something happens to Carl? Now, all of a sudden, Carl gets bit. This guy has been shot, like, twice. Has run away from burning farms and all this stuff. And you mean to tell me that in this world, Carl has not gotten strong enough or smart enough to be able to fight off a zombie? No, man. Like, no. Mm-hmm. No, I just think it was a huge letdown, because Carl has gotten smarter, stronger. His morale has grown. Just, he's becoming an adult before our eyes in this zombie world.
Mm-hmm.
And his ultimate death is a zombie bite.
Well, I could understand, because I have the same feelings, but it just goes to show you that, like, this show, it's still a survival show where you could die anyway. Like, it's, you know, it started with zombies biting and killing people, and you could still die that way.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter how big and tough and smart you are, you could still die that way. And the fact that he died helping someone, and, you know, the doctor, whatever his name is, he tells a story of when he died to Rick, you know, about his mother and his mother's vision. So that was the point they were trying to achieve, and like have this powerful story behind.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't sold to me, because Carl should have not. He should have never died.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe.
Go ahead.
Just think of this. What if it wasn't Carl that died, and maybe it was Rick that died?
chill, son.
See, like, and I totally agree with what you're saying, because while I was like really upset about it, about the whole thing that went down with Carl, I did have to tell myself, I think they did this to show that there's still a threat of zombies that they are living in. Mm-hmm. Like, there's still a zombie apocalypse happening. So did that then lead to the whole thing of, Well, yeah, maybe that's why Carl ended up saying to Rick, like, I see a world where Negan is a part of this, because maybe people shouldn't be fighting each other because there's still that threat of the zombies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the whole point is that eventually it, you know, when do you stop just killing people?
Yeah.
To
yeah.
survive? When do you actually live and have a community and go back to normal? That's mm-hmm. that's the whole point of this season and the series. In my understanding, it's about civilization, you know?
Yeah.
Like, at what point is it more than just surviving and not trusting anyone, mm-hmm. just always on the run? At what point do you have to just live and
mm-hmm.
not just, because he even says it, like, when are you going to stop killing? You know, so his death is to prove that point, that,
like, I also do understand that, but do we feel like it could have been done a little bit differently? Because I still, when you mentioned earlier about that there was no connection, you know, I ain't gonna lie, man, certain shows, certain movies can get me emotional, whatever, you know, and I'm a dad, I got a kid, and
yeah,
and I did not feel not a lump on my throat. Do we feel like maybe yeah. It could have been executed a little bit better for us to be like, wow, this is deep, because I didn't feel that.
Well, here's the thing. Yeah. I think all of us, in a way, think about, because this show has to end sometime, right?
Yeah.
No show goes on for 20 seasons. You know, the fact that it's actually gone 8 seasons, it's pretty remarkable. Mm-hmm. Especially because I consider Breaking Bad to be my all-time favorite, and that was only 6 seasons.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I think most of us, either if you thought about it or not, you would envision the show ending with Carl being the leader.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually Rick dying, and the fact mm-hmm. that Rick dies and Carl takes that mantle, you know, he's the leader. So the fact that he was taken away so, like, abruptly and I guess early, it caused a lot of confusion.
Mm-hmm. It threw us all out. It threw us all off with what we thought was going to happen, and now it's like, now we don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. So, like, it's that off of that, just everything, you just didn't have the same feelings for the show. And at least for me, I didn't.
Mm-hmm. And also, to just bring one little side thing, and I know a lot of people are saying that, you know, Rick is not by himself. He has Judith. You know, the argument with that is like, that's not his kid. You know what I mean? Even though he did claim he loves her, like his daughter and everything. I totally get that. But at the end of the day, that's not his kid.
On the other side, well, kind of going along with that too, like, if we look at all the characters, everyone has lost a family member,
mm-hmm.
except for Rick. Rick still had Carl. Rick still had...
Well, I mean, he lost his wife.
Yeah.
No, yeah. But what I'm saying is he's still in... And, you know, we were talking about the time span of The Walking Dead and all that. Like, Maggie lost her whole family. Michonne lost... Like, everyone has lost a family mm-hmm. member. But Rick still had Carl. And Carl, being the age that he was, like, he could still talk to him and interact with him and all that. So, right now Rick, right? Because we're kind of accepting that, like, Judith isn't his. Now Rick... And I don't care that he's dating Michonne. Rick is alone. Rick does not have not one reminder of the life before the apocalypse.
Yeah, I agree.
That's why I think that one thing that I did like about this last season was the flashbacks mm-hmm. that they kept going back to of Rick and Carl walking.
Yeah.
Right? Because Carl wrote this letter and he was saying, I remember... walking, like, by the farm or something like that, and it kept going back. That, to me, is important in showing why we always saw Carl and Rick being, like, sort of like the sole survivors in the end,
mm-hmm.
and why their story or their, you know, father-son relationship drove the whole Walking Dead.
I saw Carl being alone at the end. You know, Rick is the one that was supposed to die at the end. Like, that was mm-hmm. that was the ultimate, you know, Greek tragedy. You know, like,
yeah.
the hero always dies at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But going back to, like, you were talking about their relationship and, like, the connection.
Yeah.
That, that's what they were trying to prove with the death, is that all Rick has now is Carl's message.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
If Rick is going to continue to live and survive, he's going to go by off of that, which he showed at the end.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, that he spoke to the people. He was like, things are different, because that's what Carl wanted. Mm-hmm. So, like, I understand what they're trying to do. It's just the emotion is not there where we've seen before, you know, in other seasons, you know, when Herschel died, you know.
Yeah.
Oh man, that was, you know? That gave me a lump in my throat. That's what I mean about the oh shit, oh wow, heartbreaking moment.
Or even you know, when in the first season, Dale. You know, Dale had his philosophy and vision. The fact that he died, they continued on with that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So they've always had this continuing ideology of doing things the right way, being civil, being humans.
Yeah, and not losing their humanity.
Which, come on, you know, at what point are they just going to keep beating us up at this whole point? Like, we get it. By
that was that. That's what I was exactly about to say. That we've been there, done that. I don't know about you guys, but I feel as though what has unraveled before our eyes is that doesn't work. It doesn't work. I feel as though anytime they have let someone survive or let someone go, someone from their group, from their side, ends up paying for it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but that's what's kept me still connected with the show is how it's related to today's times.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that you can try and run a civilization a certain way, but there's still going to be people out there that still want to screw you over, you know, fuck you over. What kept me on the show was the season where when they go to Alexandria.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And they go to Alexandria, and this is a town, I guess, that hasn't really seen the outside world.
Mm-hmm.
They got lucky that they were enclosed already, so they didn't experience what the group was experiencing with the governor, with mm-hmm. I don't think the saviors were around yet, but the fact that they saw all this nastiness and just
mm-hmm.
this pure, just
they were hidden away from evil. All the evil.
But anyway, my point.
Yeah, because they had ended up in Alexandria after being on the road for a long time, right? Like after the whole Terminus thing.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. So yeah, exactly. Terminus. They had fucking cannibals after them. Then they had the governor who had his way of doing things. But my point is that when the leader of Alexandria interviews Rick, you know, he has this whole speech about doesn't matter what you're trying to do. There's always going to be people behind that are just going to, you know, screw you over, try to take what's yours. So it's an ongoing issue, because that's an ongoing issue in today's world. You know, mm-hmm. it doesn't matter. There's always going to be terrorists. There's always going to be sick, you know, evil people that are just trying to, you know, screw you over, kill you, and take what's yours. So that's why I still like the show, because it's showing that it's not just a zombies show, like zombies killing people. It's a show about humans and society and civilization,
mm-hmm.
and morale, and deciding between what's right for the future, what's right for the greater good in comparison to what's right now.
That was Dale's message in the beginning.
Yeah, and that's Morgan's whole dilemma, why he keeps going back and forth. Like, should I be a killer? Should I save people? Like, that's his whole dilemma, which who knows what's going to happen with his character. But let's go back to Negan and his connection with Carl.
Mm-hmm.
And when he finds out that Carl's dead, you know, he's pretty devastated, right?
Mm-hmm.
And like, do you believe that from that time he met Carl that he had this emotional attachment to him?
I don't think there was. They didn't show enough for us to believe that. They had like maybe two or three encounters, and he was always impressed with how brave he was and what balls he has. But remember when Carl snuck in that truck and he tried to kill him and shoot him. You know, he took him upstairs. Once again, wow, you got balls, kid. I'm impressed. But then Negan was also fucking with him. He's like, take off the eye patch. He was like messing with him.
Yeah.
So when is it that he had this, wow, I respect this kid. You know, I see where he's coming from. We were never really given enough to believe that. That's why when he kind of felt sad, I didn't buy it either.
Yeah. You know, at the end when he's crying.
Yeah. Like, there wasn't enough for him to, there wasn't enough of a connection for me to believe it.
Yeah. Like,
I think, remember when Negan had told Rick, like, you have to, like, chop his arm off or something like that?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And he had him on the floor and came out that meme with Carl saying, just do it.
Yeah, Nike. Yeah.
You know? I think from that moment, Negan was like, this kid has balls. You know?
Yeah.
How many... Maybe he had seen many adults that wouldn't even do that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And as a kid, like the thing with Carl, he was a kid. He was an adult in a kid's body in this zombie apocalypse.
Mm-hmm.
And he had matured throughout the apocalypse. And what I mean mature was like having to make hard decisions and all that. So I think in that scene when, again, Negan was like, you need to chop his arm off or whatever. And the car was like, oh, just do it. He was like, okay, there's something up with this kid. Like, he's not just a little immature kid running around who might die. Because, you know, that's the thing, like, with Carol, right? Carol's always like, any kid that comes by, she's like, this world will kill you. This world, you're not going to survive. But Carl was a kid that did survive. So, I don't know. Maybe Negan was taken with that. Because didn't even Negan tell Carl, like, oh, this could be yours or something like that? Like, you can run this place? He mentioned something like that?
He mentioned it a few times, and even to Ricky mentioned it, that, hey, this kid's the future. This kid's the future. And once again, that's something that we heard, and we were believing, too. Like, yeah, he's the future. He's the future. And then he's gone.
Yeah. And, like, I agree with you guys in the sense of, like, it wasn't sold to us deeply for us to believe that Negan really had like an emotional connection with Carl. Like, even when Negan ends up finding out that Carl's dead, I was like, why would he care? Like, you know, like he just found out that his you know, his people were double crossing him. He gives no fucks. Mm-hmm. He's gonna wipe off everyone. The last thing, right, how it's been sold to us, the last thing I think Negan would worry about is like Carl dying and what he had to say in his letter.
Yeah, especially when he's trying to kill them all. He's trying to kill Rick and his people, right? Yeah. At this point.
Even after Michonne read him the letter in detail, told him, this is Carl's letter to you, I'm going to read it. He didn't give a fuck. He said, it's too late. And he smashed the walkie-talkie. He's like, I don't care anymore. We're going to do this.
So when did Carl have all this time to write all these letters?
I was...
They did a little montage. Remember, he did the letters. He did a little hand painting.
Wasn't he doing some gardening or two?
He was. I guess while people were scavenging, because remember he had Judith with him, and they had like this little. Oh, by the way, that little montage—that's Carl singing.
What?
Carl has a band. He has like a little rock band.
Oh, see, that makes sense now. He was over the acting career.
And that's the thing, like, they're doing the little montage, and I was like, man, that voice is so familiar. It's Carl singing, his little band. He's like, and I'm gonna come back.
Wow. Good, you know? good pickup there.
Yeah, I was like, that's gotta be him. And then they, you know, I give my mom some credit. She showed me, and it was like, hey, look, he has a band. I'm private investigator, did some homework. And
she would know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know.
So...
Yeah, that's pretty much it. The little montage explained why he did like 20 letters.
Okay, so like I just wanted to discuss, you know, Carl's the impact on Carl dying and his relationship with Negan and why Negan was so emotionally distraught over it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it like in the end, I think it would have been much more effective if Carl died during the war.
Like, you know, like if it happens, that would have stopped.
Let him be the casualty. Yeah, let him be the casualty, the ultimate casualty of the war between them. And I don't know, he's lying in the middle of both sides.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then he says something like, when will it stop? Then it'll be like, oh, Okay.
See, I would have preferred that. Because then we would have been like, oh, shit. And then you can, let's visualize it. You see Negan and Rick, and they're both like walking towards his body, opposite sides. They make eye contact. Negan is distraught. Rick is distraught. Michonne is distraught. Daryl looks the same as always. You know what I mean? Yeah, you know?
Keep going. I'm imagining. Keep going.
That annoying girl who we think likes her or likes him and they like each other. Tara with her fucking stupid looking face comes in. And but going to what Carmen said, that would have been a deeper, oh shit, Carl died. But look how he went. And he ended the war. And now they're like eye to eye. But Negan kind of gives up. And you know what I mean? That would have been better.
Well, going along, you know, just with how Carl ends up dying, what I felt about it is what I felt about the whole season. A lot of things were just mishandled.
Mm-hmm.
Things could have been so much better. Certain relationships, interactions, just overall, I think the season was mishandled.
Now, do we think it's mishandled because they focus too much on other people's storylines instead of focusing?
Well, here's the good. Thank you for bringing that up.
Good segue. Yeah,
because I think a major issue with the program or the series is that there's so many characters.
Yeah.
Too many.
And everyone has their own, you know, storyline, especially the last couple seasons where you had all these different, you know, you had the kingdom, you had the hilltop, you had the sanctuary, you know. So the fact that they had to, you know, give these people, you know, shine on the TV.
Mm-hmm. To build their characters up.
Yeah, made things a bit more complicated.
Which also, by the way, when they're being built, we're not seeing the main characters for a whole episode.
Yeah.
And that sucks, because back in season 1, 2, and 3... you only had two storylines to worry about. It was Rick trying to find his way to his family, and then you see everybody in the forest or wherever they were. The Woodbury seasons, it's Rick and his crew, and then you have Woodbury crew. It was only two. This one, we had like 3 or 4 different episodes of 4 different types of people. Like,
the thing is that
fractured storylines, that's what they call it.
Right, we now you know, a few years into the whole apocalypse or whatever, I think what they try to show is like, oh, there's people out there, mm-hmm. you know, there's communities building and all that. But when I think about it, like when we watch movies, right, and they try to fit in details of what might have happened before mm-hmm. the movie has started, you can see it in like a sentence or two, you know?
Kind of like the X-Men cartoons when they used to do previously on X-Men.
No, more like... like, instead
just
of
hinting, showing, hinting things. Hinting. Yeah,
mm-hmm. yeah. Like, let's say for that group, you know, the old woman group.
Oceanside, yeah.
Has killed all the husbands and whatever. Instead of showing them and having an episode of Tara finding them and all that or whatever, Negan can mention, hey guys, just so you know, let's say to Rick, and this is very, you know, on the surface or whatever, but say something like, hey, remember when we wiped out all the husbands of those of that group? Like, we can do that too. And then we're like, whoa, there's a group that's out there that he killed all mm-hmm. the men and da da da. And then maybe they show up at the end. We'll be like, what the hell? Who are these people? All right, those are those people.
With their mazel tovs.
Like, they don't need...
they had their own episode.
Screen time.
Yeah, they have their own
episode. They don't.
Two of them, actually.
We don't need a full episode to find out that there are people out there. You know, it's, again, mishandled. It's mishandled.
Can I bring up something real quick that you just mentioned, that Angel mentioned earlier regarding Oceanside crew? You know, the whole thing with Negan and his... I want to keep people alive, da-da-da-da-da, resources. He does mention that Simon, that he was kind of, like, concerned that Simon was the one who did that. And then he finds out that he did that with the garbage people. But even before he knew about Simon betraying him, he still kept him alive. What the fuck?
Uh-huh. So what you're saying is that maybe it was a Negan's plan to wipe out all the men?
I don't think it was. It was Simon's idea. The same way Simon went ahead and killed all those garbage people. But what Angel said about, like, how Negan has one way of thinking, and then he kind of switched at the end. But Simon did this twice, and you're still keeping him along before Dwight even told you about Simon betraying you. That is something also that wasn't really explained. What are you keeping him around for?
Yeah. Well, let's move on, because there's a lot of other things to discuss.
Because there are a lot of details in The Walking Dead that they put in, and it's like, why is that there, and why is this happening? Like,
yeah.
We can go on forever.
Oh, for sure.
But I will say real quickly, I think the most emotional, I guess, loss or death. Can you guess what was my most emotional reaction to someone dying this season was? Who was it?
Does it involve a cat?
Exactly. Yes. Shiva's death was probably the most emotional.
I was just being stupid. All right.
No, it was. Because it wasn't even a human. And I guess you could see it in Ezekiel's face. Like, his the loss of his, because at that point he had lost everything, really. Like, he had let his people down. In his mind, he let his people down when they were all slaughtered.
With the turret gun.
Yeah, he only had his cat left, and it was killed. But anyway, let's move on.
That cat was a bad motherfucker too, man. Yeah. Like, he sacrificed himself to save the king.
Yeah, I think Shiva should have lasted a little bit longer. My personal opinion, I don't think Shiva was around, but I guess they gave up that screen time to Oceanside and the garbage people.
Yeah.
I guess they were more boring.
I think the cat had other contractual obligations.
Oh, that's what it is.
You know, so like...
Has his own Netflix series coming out.
They have to kill it off. All right. Let's get into Maggie. And her, I guess, story arc. And the fact that she was the new leader of Hilltop. Mm-hmm. And you could see that she had some, you know, just how do you say, just issues with how to run things, especially when they got the saviors.
Mm-hmm.
When they captured all the saviors, whether either to keep them alive or kill them all. So, you know, with the season, that's an ongoing debate. You know, should we kill all these people, or should we, just do the right thing, not be killers? So she had that constant fight and battle with herself. The fact that she had lost her husband, who was brutally murdered. She wanted vengeance.
Mm-hmm.
So she ends up keeping these people alive in this little prison or jail that they had built up. How do you, going right into it, when the final battle between Rick and Negan, when he ends up slitting his throat. Right. And at that point, I thought Rick had killed Negan.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Which that would have angered me even more.
Yeah.
like everything's going on and you kill Negan, who, you know, I don't believe should have been killed for whatever reasons, but we won't get into that. And when Rick tells the doctor to save him, Maggie gets upset. Like, no, we need to finish this. We need to kill him. For me, I understand. I just didn't feel it either. I don't know. Maybe it was just the acting. I don't know. I didn't feel that.
She should have been a bit more distraught.
No, not her. I just didn't.
The execution of what happened with Negan.
Yeah, like was her plan the whole time to kill Negan?
No, yeah, she made that clear from the beginning. He's gonna die. We need to kill Negan. Remember all the attacks that the saviors came to Hilltop and. And she and they were all shooting each other, and she was pissed off because Negan wasn't there.
Yeah,
she was like, "He's still alive. He's still alive. This isn't over with." She was just pissed off. Like, no, this is not over. We need to kill Negan. She wanted him dead, regardless of what anyone told her.
So, yeah, I guess that's her main objective from now on is to kill Negan.
Yeah,
because of everything.
Well, yeah, because the, you know, I was thinking about it, and like I agree with you. I totally understand. I felt it in the moment when because I was sold, you know, for this last episode, I was sold on Rick is gonna kill Negan for my own opinions or whatever. When it turns out that he had a piece of glass and cut his neck, Slice his neck. That for me was an oh shit moment, and I was like, Rick went for it.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it turns out, oh no, we're gonna save him. It was sold to me that Maggie was upset and all that, and I had to think about it. Like I mentioned before, like most people have lost any kind of reminders of the life before. Maggie lost everybody. She lost her father, her sister, her farm. Like, she's lost everything. The thing that kept her kind of like optimistic and positive was her marriage and her life with Glenn. And here she is finding out that she's pregnant. Like, they're looking forward to the future, and her husband is literally beaten to death in front of her. And on top of that, she's like having pain. She's sick because she was kicked in the stomach. She doesn't know if her baby's alive. You know, putting all that together, like, if I was in her shoes, I would want the motherfucker dead too. Like, no, there's no way that any the ideas of my future have been wiped out, that I'm not gonna get revenge for that. You know, like, that's why I'm like, I'm not mad with how the episode ended, that Maggie's sort of like gonna do her own thing to like get back at Negan. But I don't know. I felt it. I did feel it. Because she, I don't think she had any idea that Rick was going to save Negan.
I don't think Rick even knew that he had an idea that he was going to save Negan. Mm-hmm. I think this was just towards the end, because he cut his throat and then he just saved him. You know, I don't think Rick knew what he was going to do towards the end. That was just spur of the moment, save him. Type of thing. It wasn't like he had spoke to Maggie and be like, this is the plan. We got to keep him alive because of this and that, because of Carl. No, he didn't have a plan. So Maggie, seeing that, she was also caught by surprise because she thought they were both going in for the final kill of Negan.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, here's the thing with Rick. We get to see in the last two episodes that Rick, he'll do anything and say anything to survive.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And that's the issue. Mm-hmm. I get that's the issue with Morgan. He was like, man, what have we become?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have that scene in that bar, I guess, when the saviors have them surrounded.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, well, they have them tied up. And
yeah, I think they're surrounded by walkers.
But yeah, they have the saviors are, you know, they're debating, like, let's kill them. Let's kill Rick and Morgan right now. And Rick is like, you don't have to do this. Trust me. If all we have in this world is our word.
Yeah.
And he's like, we'll help each other. We'll get through this. And what does he do? That actually sold me. I was like, oh, Rick, he's kind of turned things. He wants to work with them. He wants to build off what Carl envisioned.
No. Before you get into that, Rick had not read Carl's letter yet. Rick was in the room, in his room, staring at like a bag, a duffel bag that had his sheriff's hat in it.
Okay.
That
Carl
used to wear. And then in that moment, honestly, I was like, yes, Rick. He had the letters were in the drawer, but he had not read it yet. Because Rick had to get whatever he was feeling inside. He had to make someone pay. So left the house. He asked the savior that was still there, where would they go? This, you know, top of your head. Where do you think they would go?
Yeah.
And then he went with Morgan and found them. And he knew from that moment, I'm going to kill them. And the only reason they let him and Morgan go, the saviors, was because of the walkers that were surrounding the bar.
Mm-hmm.
No, but they were gonna kill him anyway. They didn't need Rick and Morgan to escape. They were going to kill him. And the reason they didn't kill him was because Rick was like, listen to me. We can work together. We can go back. Because I don't think the saviors knew where they were going, you know. Or
they were trying to figure it out.
But the fact that he said, all I have is my word. Help, you know. Yeah. And he ends up murdering them. And it kind of, it opens Morgan's eyes. Like, damn, what the fuck have we begun? Become. But if that's the point, that he didn't read the letter yet, then why does he tell Negan at the end, give me 10 seconds? Like,
what do you mean?
Well, it's similar in that, like, Negan was going to kill Rick right there. He was going to swing his bat at him. And he's like, no, give me 10 seconds first. Right? Do you guys remember that? Right?
No, I remember that.
And the fact that he's counting down.
Oh, yes.
He's like 10, 9, and he's like Carl, whatever. And you see, you know, Negan tearing up for whatever reason. But then he just ends up slicing his throat. The fact that he still used that same thing, like, trust me. But you can't trust Rick anymore. He'll do anything to survive, I guess.
Yeah, you could say that. Especially since he was kind of like running out of time trying to convince Negan of the plan. He was like, you know what? Let me just slice this dude's throat real quick. And I was... let him shut him down.
I think he told him to give him 10 seconds to catch him off guard.
No,
you know,
yeah, he did.
If someone's counting down,
but they had him.
If someone's counting down, they're gonna be looking at me.
But they had him. They had him surrounded. Like Hilltop already. Yeah. The Saviors have already surrendered. Mm-hmm. So, because at the end of that, you turn around, and you see everyone staring at him.
Yeah.
I personally think that even though the Saviors were caught and they had, and the Hilltop had them, I don't think Negan was going to surrender. I don't think he was. I think he was going to like, fuck it. I've lost everything. We've lost this war. You know, I've got nothing else. I got to kill Rick. And even though he had those 10 seconds, Rick was like trying to convince him for the last second and Negan wasn't buying it. Just slit his throat right there. Just enough for him to go down.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but The episode ends with, I guess it's a cliffhanger. Is that what they were trying to like show? Like a cliffhanger? Like some sort of like civil war that's going to happen next season?
That's pretty much that was the vibe with the music. Yeah. And the dark shadowing.
So now that I think about it, because we've had similar seasons with the governor and Negan, you know, outside threats and stuff. Is this going to be the new like... premise they go forwards with, like in fighting, in house like, fighting,
like trouble within the community?
Yeah,
I think so. I think we've spoken before that, like, at least for the show, right? Because the comic book keeps going. For the show, there can't be that many more seasons left. I'll give it one, maybe two more seasons, maybe, but I think. Ultimately, okay, we've addressed the zombie apocalypse, you know, that threat. We address villains and all that. But what happens when when it is internal fighting?
Mm-hmm. I mean, but that's not new though. They've had that. I mean,
yeah, they had that with Rick and Shane.
Yeah, well, if you want to go all the way from the first season.
That was still very immature. That was still very in the early stages, you know?
When Rick was all bright-eyed and be like, no, we can make this work, we make this work. But there was still, like, in-house fighting, like, in almost every season. You could even call Andrea, too, being in-house fighting, trying to make it work for both
sides. Yeah, well, that, I mean, I guess that's where they're going to go with. Which, okay, that's cool. But they've mentioned that it's going to be a bigger world. Which that's what I'm really looking forward to, right? Mm-hmm. There's going to be a bigger world, and we're going to, I hope we get to see like what's going on in the country, like what's going around, you know, elsewhere around the world.
What's up with that helicopter?
That's what I was going to get into, because that's not the first time we've seen that helicopter.
They showed it twice, and also there's other stuff going on. Like, remember that random lady with the glasses and the bus that came in and she was talking all peace and love and his equipment. Where the fuck did they come from? You know?
Like, yeah. Who the hell are those? Because we can't get caught up with, like, just this group in Atlanta or Virginia or where they were at. Yeah. You know, there's a whole country and I'm pretty sure there's many other communities and stuff. But, okay. That's cool. But, like, when it's, because in my opinion, I think this show peaked a few years ago. As far as as far as like popularity and like that excitement, and for me, it peaked a couple seasons ago. And I'll say the peak was, you guys remember the world premiere that they had at Madison Square Garden?
I believe so.
It was huge. My point is that it was huge. Like you've never seen that before with a show. Like, they have this huge premiere at Madison Square Garden. There's that, like, thousands of people, and they have, you know, the whole cast there. You have Daryl coming out in his motorcycle, people going crazy. Like, that's the peak. It doesn't get bigger than that.
And what episode was that that it premiered?
It's not an episode. It was a season. It was a few seasons ago.
But no, I know that. But you said it was a premiere. It wasn't a whole season premiere. It was a
Well,
it was a season premiere, but what episode was that? What season?
The first episode of whatever season it was, like a few years ago. I don't know, but
I guess it was the Negan one.
Mm. No. It wasn't. I think it was the one before that. But anyway, because then
they did it again where they did it in Hollywood and it was raining.
And I think that was
the season finale.
No. Maybe. No. That was the premiere. That's when Negan killed Glenn, the first episode of that season.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm going along with what you're saying, I think what has happened with The Walking Dead, and not going into too much detail, right? We find this group, we find this guy, Rick, and we follow their story, right? Boom, 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 boom. Then we get into the villain, right? The first villain was the governor, right? A lot of people were not satisfied with the season, how it was handled with the governor, right? Oh, he's more violent in the comic book. He's more this, he's more that, blah, blah, whatever. And then, you know, get into Terminus and the wolves and all this or whatever. And then we get Negan and we get the episode that we want, right? And I say we very lightly, but we in the sense of you complained about the governor,
mm-hmm.
how he wasn't that violent. Now Negan is violent. Mm-hmm. Again, literally beat Glenn to death.
And they showed it.
And people didn't like it.
Yeah, people were complaining.
People didn't like it.
I could have sworn, not sworn, but I could have felt that that was the peak. Because then from there, everything went downhill.
Yeah.
Well, the thing was, like, it was, right, for me, my favorite seasons have been 1 and 2.
Oh, 1 second.
I can't find anything to complain about those seasons.
Even the Sophia one?
Well, yeah, those are my favorite seasons. Like, those are great. And then they kind of went down a little bit. The complaints about the governor came. Mm. Then it was a little slow. And then we get into Negan. Boom. Very violent episode.
Yeah. And
then I think since then, it just messed up. It messed up whatever. And this is me going, like, real deeply into it. Whatever the directors, the producers were like, here. Okay, we messed up with the governor. Here, boom, the Negan. Oh, they didn't like that. They've been listening to me, listening too much to the viewers.
Yeah, and the way, I'm going to say this again, this isn't spoiling anything. The way that they did that episode, I knew what was going to happen. And while I was watching, I was nervous. I was excited. It's a damn show. My heart is beating. Like I was excited to see how far they will go. They went far. It was done. I thought it was done great.
Yeah, and I agree.
Yeah, it was must-see TV. And they throw a misdirection, which was even great. And it's all these complaints. And I agree.
Yeah.
I agree with what you say. The complaints made them kind of change the tone of the show. You can't change the tone of a show that's selling you the apocalypse. People are evil. People will kill you. People will... You know, there've been even episodes, they'll rape, they'll do this and that. This is the real, that's what made the show so interesting. It's like, it's a dark world and we need to see what's going to be going on over there for people to survive. No, you can't go too deep into that.
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to take a quick break from the conversation just to remind you to follow us on Instagram, dudes_talking_comics, and make sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel. Now let's get back.
Yes.
Break.
Hello?
Yes, we're back and rolling. Yes.
Excellent.
Okay. And we're back!
there seems to be a time limit, but we'll make it work.
Yeah.
Let's just...
Well, it goes to show all the things that they try to include in The Walking Dead that, like, some of it's important, but some of it plays into the role. It's a lot of details.
Yeah. So let's maybe get into a conclusion about what we felt about this season, because there's a lot of things we can talk about.
Just to close off the last thing we were saying, I did look up when it was that Daryl arrived. It was the season 6 premiere, and I think after the whole Negan episode, things went downhill for the Walking Dead show. I think they didn't like the backlash. They didn't like the negative reviews. They had given the audience what they wanted, and the audience didn't like it.
Yeah, which...
And since then, I think a lot of the episodes, a lot of, you know, the episodes from there on have been mishandled.
Yeah, that's definitely debatable. I mean, you can even see as far as the numbers are concerned, their viewership is down. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which it happens. You're never going to get a show 8-10 seasons long that maintains this popularity, I in my opinion. It's so hard to do.
And you know what's crazy? That technically their viewership is down, but it's still high.
Like, oh, yeah.
They
yeah.
average yeah. their top seasons, they average around 10 to 14 million. But this last season, they've gotten 6 million. And normally a show does 1 to 2 million. So they're still up there, but to their standards, it's low. But it's crazy, though. So there's still a lot of people watching.
Yeah, I just don't know what world. Viewers thought these people were living in. Like, there is no control. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Literally, the world has gone amok. Mm-hmm. You don't think someone's gonna come out and put barbed wire around a bat and beat you? Like, come on. Like, that's why I personally did like the episode with me yeah. and, you know, sorry that Glenn and Abraham had to be, you know, the casualties of it. But for me, I ended up truly, truly, truly seeing, literally seeing with my own eyes, what kind of world we're living mm-hmm. in. They're living in.
All right.
You know? And from there on, I thought it was going to go uphill. But when people started to complain about it, I knew that the show was in trouble.
So where do you see the show, the story, the characters going from here? Season 9. All you really were hinted with was Maggie at the end saying mm-hmm. that no matter what, we're going to go against what Rick is saying and we're going to kill Negan. Do you see a bigger world in the horizon? Do you see them interacting with other communities or... maybe another villain, the head guy comes trying to take their stuff. I don't know. What? To take their stuff.
That's pretty much what they do.
Other than the whole, you know, what they're hinting at, the whole thing, Maggie's going to kind of like have her own plan to get revenge on Negan. The only thing that stood out to me with Negan still being alive, I don't think Negan's going to go down that easily. Mm-hmm. I mean, he got his neck sliced, so I don't know how easy that is. But if Negan was able to take over communities and get people to follow him, I believe he will find a way to, not find a way out, but like try to...
Just regain his power, regain his status. Which...
Or escape his current situation.
Yeah.
I think he will find a way.
He is.
Well, I think, now that I think about it, like, the fact that he got his throat slit is kind of like poetic justice in that, like, I would kind of hope, I hope that they, maybe next season, he can't really talk.
True.
Yeah, like, he can't use his voice. He mm-hmm. can't use his presence, you know, mm-hmm. that way.
His personality.
Yeah.
His persuasion, his manipulation.
So that would be something. That would be something I would look forward to. Be like, okay, Negan.
Yeah.
He's powerless. He's in a jail cell, whatever, and he has to live this world. And for me, what I look forward to is maybe a bigger. They get into the bigger part of the world. They, mm-hmm. you know, what's their end game? You know, are they just going to rebuild from scratch? Or how are they going to deal with the zombies? The fact that, you know, these zombies just keep coming. The fact that when you die, you turn. Like, are they gonna ever get into the beginning of how this all started? You know,
yeah. I mean, they're
and they did reveal that there's a huge herd, right?
Yeah.
The biggest herd that they've.
Which is seen. Not the first time they've done this. They've ended seasons yeah. before where oh, there's a big herd coming. How are we gonna stop the herd? Like,
well, that's why I'm also curious to see what's going on with Maggie and Rick. Because they are teasing there's a herd around here. So I think things are going to happen that Maggie and them, they're all going to play nice, of course, in the beginning. They want to build their communities. They want to be strong. They want to be a strong faction that they all help each other. We got the Sanctuary, Hilltop. Well, Alexandria, I think, is gone somewhat. Or maybe they're going to start rebuilding there. They're all going to be strong, and then maybe Maggie's going to make a play to kill Negan, which is going to cause drama. But while this is all happening, that herd is getting close. So maybe that's going to play into what's happening with Rick and Maggie, because they're not going to tease that just for nothing to happen between them, especially if that herd's around.
Yeah.
I don't care of the herd. I really don't care about the herd. Like, it's like it's been done so many times. Like, if I could care, there is no point of them showing us that there's a huge herd. Like, it's been done already. Like, okay, they're going to figure out a way to get out of it, I'm sure, but like, what's the point?
I mean, if it's being teased, there's a point to it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I know, but like it's been done already. Like, it doesn't excite me. It doesn't get me excited for the next season.
Well, here's the other thing, though, that who mentioned it? Was it you? Well, it was Carmen. They obviously listen to the fans, because once they listen to the fans bitching and complaining about how graphic the Negan thing happened, you know, I'm pretty sure they're aware that we know that, too, that they've done these storylines, repeated it over and over and over again. They survived. They're going to build. Something's going to take it away. There has to be a change in that. That, yeah, there is a herd, but wait a minute. This is going to be the second time a herd might come and attack what they build. There has to be something different. So that's what I'm hoping in this season is like, yeah, we know the herd's around. We've seen it. I myself, I'm tired of that. But what makes this herd so different from the other ones? They're all going to get their guns together. Eugene's going to make a massive amount of bullets because now he's good or something? No, no, no. Don't run that shit again, because you're just going to lose fans again.
I think it goes along with the whole thing of Carl getting bit. Like, there's going to be this internal strife because of Maggie wanting to get revenge on Negan and blah, blah, blah. But in the end, death is always knocking on our door because of the walkers. I think something's going to happen with this herd of walkers. Like you said, like I don't think they'll make a point of showing it. And I think it was Daryl who said, like, that's way bigger than what we've ever seen.
Yeah. Have you ever seen that many before?
From afar.
Yeah, have you ever seen that?
Yeah, we saw it from afar. So well, maybe this will play into it.
The series is gonna end with all of them just dying.
I hope.
Like, at the end of the game, at the end of the day, you couldn't defeat the zombies. That's it.
Or
everything else was just useless.
Yeah.
Or they jump the shark and a UFO just comes and just blows up the whole planet. which can you picture a reaction like, what?
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know how you guys feel about this, but I'm the most excited and the most satisfied when Rick is I don't give a fuck Rick. When he killed the saviors in the bar, I was like, yes. When he bit that guy's neck off the few seasons ago, I was like, yes. What I look forward to this season, I understand they're trying to play this whole, like, emotional character. They're trying to make Rick like Batman, who is always, like, confused about what to do and the good and the whatever, whatever. I want to see Rick finally not give a fuck.
No. I disagree. I disagree.
Because
here's the point of that. What makes him any different than Negan then? You know, that was Carl's point. He was like, at what point do you not become them? And like it's easy for him to just not give a fuck and just kill people. You know, what makes them so different than anyone else, than the governor or Negan?
But I think that's why Negan is still alive. He's going to be toying with Rick. Rick is going to be saying what you're saying. It's like, let's straight and narrow, humanity. And Negan's going to be in his ear like, no, that's not going to work. You got to kill this and that. It might be that kind of relationship, even though Negan had a different point of view before. I think it's...
Well, Rick. I don't think we're going to see that Rick anymore. Because, like, I think he's finally turned the page and, like, okay, this is how it's got to be. My son died for this. So, like,
So what if Rick ends up losing everyone?
Again?
Everyone in the community. No, I mean everyone, like all the okay. community. What if everyone and he is the sole survivor? Like
then he's screwed. Like what's he gonna?
Well, so then I think like you said, like what makes Rick different from Negan? I mean, we don't know Negan's story, but we do know Rick trying to do good, and then when his wrath takes over, and then him trying to do good. Like how many times does he have to do good and get fucked over? To the point that he's just like, this doesn't work.
I don't know, another mean? 5 seasons of the same thing, maybe?
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's why they're going to focus so much on building these communities, that they're strong. Even when Maggie said it, we're going to build, we're going to get strong, we're going to be unstoppable, you know, survive, this and that, that nothing can really stop us, and then we'll show them that they were wrong in saving Negan. Like, I think they're going to try to play the game of, like, we're doing good, and Negan still's trying to fuck with us. We need to kill him off. Look what we have done. Look what we have accomplished. We got the communities growing and strong. Humanity's good. We don't need this guy, you know? There has to be a interaction with Negan to still be a threat, because he's not a threat. He'll be locked up in there, you know? And I'm just very curious to see that interaction of Negan still being alive.
All right, so overall, what would you give this season out of our five-star rating? 5 being that it was totally amazing, blew your mind. You were emotionally attached to everything, all the characters, all the stories, and especially I think what makes a season great is the last episode. You know, did everything come together? Were you left wanting more? That's a 5.
You want me to
a one would be you didn't really watch any of the episodes, you didn't care for it. That, you know, that's the difference between a 1 and a 5.
So, I guess I'll go.
Yeah, Maurice, you can start.
I give it a 2.5.
Okay, why?
It was a 2. It was a 2. The 0.5 was the finale. I was just, like I mentioned earlier, I was just happy that the storyline ended because I was over it. And there were times and throughout this series, I was bored. I would finish watching an episode and be like, okay, that's it. And I just wanted the new storyline to begin. I was kind of happy with how it did end. That's why the 0.5 appeared. But
what were you happy with?
Well, I was happy that the storyline ended.
Over so you're over it. You're like, just, oh, finally it's done.
I'm just over it, and I need like a fresh storyline. I need a fresh direction of where these guys are gonna go. And the 0.5 was that Negan is still alive.
Okay. How about you?
You take away Carl, let me keep Negan.
How about you, Carmen?
Me with ratings, even with movies, I get very specific. So I would give this season a 2.75.
Hey, there you go. I like it.
Well, that's what I mean. I get very specific. Yeah.
Why not a 3?
Because a three out of a 5 is more than half, and more than half means there was more good than bad. For me, I felt like a lot of episodes I was left disappointed. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what? Like what? Okay, just like I was left with a bad taste in my mouth. But there were a few scenes of a few episodes that I liked. Like I mentioned, like I liked when Rick was on I need to get all this anger. Someone needs to pay for the death of my son, and he killed all the saviors. Like, I liked that. I was like, whoa, yes. And I liked that they specifically showed that he did not read the letter yet. Then once he killed the saviors, then he read the letter, because he knew, once I read the letter, this is going to change me. I need to get this on my system. So certain scenes like that, I liked. I think there were scenes that happened too late, not just in the season, just in the overall arc, like Carol finding the boy around the same bush, or Sophia was like hiding. Like, I think that came a little too late. So anyways, like I had mentioned earlier, I think a lot of things in the season were mishandled. But I did like the season finale. I think the season finale saved the season in a way, but I still did not overall like the episodes of the season.
All right.
Okay. I like that. Well, I would say I give this season a 3. Here's why. Mm-hmm. Because although it still had its problems and I have my issues with it, I still look forward each Sunday to watching the show. If I wasn't looking forward to it, I would have recorded, you know, episodes in advance and watched them. You know, I would wait weeks. Unlike previous seasons, like the first couple seasons, where you were so excited to see the new episode, you still have that kind of excitement that's still inside of me. You know, it wasn't a perfect season. I think Carl's death really left a bad taste in my mouth. I understand what they're going with the series. But I will say I'm not too excited for next season. You know, I just don't know what to expect. Maybe that's a good thing. You know, your expectations aren't so high anymore. So if I go into it not really, you know, caring about what's going to happen, maybe I may be surprised and like it again. I think they need to do something totally different.
Yeah, I agree.
Honestly, this is where I think it should go, or I hope it goes. I don't think Rick should be the head character anymore. I think they can change things up. You know, the Carl dying, I think, changed things. I don't think Rick should be the main focus anymore, because his story is the same story. He's going to try and lead this group of people and be the leader. I think it's time to move on. I wouldn't really mind if Rick dies next season.
Chill, bro.
Like it's over. It's over with already. Like it's like do you really think this series is going to end with Rick still being alive and like then living a great life? Like
I think if Rick dies, that's how the series should end.
Yeah.
Like I don't see the series continuing. Rick dying and then there being a storyline after. Like I can only speak for myself and saying
I don't want to
watch other people leading.
But here's the thing: there's another show, just as popular, even better, Fear the Walking Dead, and has nothing to do. Have you watched it?
I watched the first two seasons. That shit was garbage.
Well, here's the thing: the last season and this current season are really good, and there's a lot of good characters.
So to say
that with Rick, it's not the same. It's that's not true, because again, the world is huge. And there's many different stories. There's many different things to get into. So that's just my feeling on it. Like the story can go on without him. We understand already his journey. Now what?
I agree.
I mean, I saw a little bit of that last episode. You know, they were introducing Morgan crossing over, and it looked interesting. Mm. But I think just for the storyline of The Walking Dead, for me, again, I'm a very big like Rick fan. Like, you know, people have their favorites. My favorite has always been Rick.
Yeah, but he's been the same. He's been the same character. Like, there's nothing different. Like, okay, he lost Carl, but now what? Like, he's lost people before. He's tried to be a good guy. You know, he tried to be the farmer in the prison. That didn't work. And he went to being the badass. That didn't work. He tried to be nice. Not like, how much more can you keep doing this?
But wouldn't that be the same issue with every character in every show?
No.
But what would you need Rick to do to... You know what I mean? Like, what?
No, I'm just saying I'm over with his character. I'm not okay. It's the world is huge. There's many different characters. You can move on from that.
I think
you're caught up. You're caught up with The Walking Dead being Rick.
But Walking Dead is Rick.
It starts with Rick.
It starts okay. With
okay. So where do you see this going? That's my question. What's gonna excite you to keep watching this show?
Here's the thing. That's why this next season is big, because again, we had an idea. The idea was Rick leading Carl and Carl leading this group to whatever the hell the future is going to be. That's been taken away from us. Now we have no idea where the show's going to go. The Walking Dead is Rick. It ain't going to be anyone else. If it's anyone else, I ain't watching that shit. You know what I mean?
Why is it Rick?
because it's always been Rick. That's the guy we've been following through this whole story.
I don't know, but that in my opinion, The Walking Dead is not about Rick. It's about a world and how to live this world.
True, but we're following Rick through this storyline. Like what we really
okay, but the storyline has been the same thing over and over and over. Like, at what point does it change?
But that's not Rick's fault,
it
though.
Changes.
That's Rick, like, I know
changes.
Him.
It changes.
That's on the directive.
It changes, like you said, when Rick's storyline is over, and knowing that, you know, the world there are other people still surviving in this world. Either Rick dies and The Walking Dead finishes, and now everyone's watching for The Walking Dead, or everyone of Rick's group or community, anyone that he's involved with or whatever, dies, and we see him just walking the path alone, and then we're left with the thought of what is going to happen to Rick, knowing that there is a bigger world out there. You know what I'm saying? That's what I think. Either Rick dies and The Walking Dead is over, or he survives and now he's left to, you know, encounter this bigger world. That's what I think.
And also, it also depends on the writers too. They have to make us get invested into these characters, because the issue with everybody says season 3 is great. I haven't seen it, and I'm also interested in Fear the Walking Dead, the new season with Morgan. The trailer looked interesting. I saw every episode of season 1 and season 2. I didn't care about these characters, and I gave them a chance. But that's not on me. That's on the directors or the writers. They have to, like, kind of make me invest in these people and their characters, their storylines. I didn't care about them.
That's with any series. That's what makes a series good.
No,
you know,
but what you're saying is, what with Rick, in order for us to be invested in a new character or any future characters, it's not on us. That's on the writers.
I get that. But, like, that's the point. Like, of course you want a good storyline. I'm just saying, what's going to excite you to keep watching the show because of Rick? Like, what more needs to be done? Like, that hasn't been done.
There has to be a bigger world.
I don't think there are a lot of seasons left on The Walking Dead. Because...
Oh, no, of course not.
In our opinion, like, the storyline for Maurice and I, it's been Rick. Mm-hmm. And like you said, we've been there, done that with Rick. Now what? There's not a now what. There's just not a lot left that they can do. What they're going to try to do is create this internal strife, and either it's going to break them all apart, or they're going to have to come together to fight this herd.
You know? And that has to be done correctly. It has to be done in a way that we care, because that was all taken away. Again, that was all taken away when Carl died, and that's when I started losing interest in the show, because I had an idea of where the show was going. And it's true. Why do we need to keep following Rick? I want to follow Rick just to see how it ends for him. But what else is out there? The only thing I could think of is a bigger world, bigger... I just have no idea where they can go with this. And this season is a big season for us to know if this is going to even make any sense to continue to watch, you know?
Yeah.
Because if it's the same storyline again, build, it gets taken away, a villain comes in, then it's like, oh boy, not again.
I doubt they will do that.
Yeah, I agree too.
I doubt it.
I agree too.
Okay.
To be
continued. Well, you know, we could spend many different, you know, discussions on The Walking Dead, you know, even just this season alone. But we got to discuss a lot of things, and we got to discuss exactly where we hope things to go and what we expect. Now, let's end this. Like, currently now, who's your favorite character outside of Rick? I'll go first. And I my favorite character is Jesus.
Yeah. But you barely saw him.
Exactly. That's why, you know, there were many times I wish I'd saw more of Jesus. And he represents exactly who Jesus was, right?
Yeah.
Just the guy that did things the right way. You know, has a good heart. But also, he's a badass. Like, the fact that he can be, you know, he's a survivalist, and he's a expert martial artist. It's different. Yeah, it's different. You know, I'll never forget that one scene a season or two ago when I guess he's talking to someone, and they're like, they're gonna see you, and he's like, no, they won't, and he just runs away. But yeah, how about you, Carolina? Are you?
I would say, honestly, just because I did not expect this, I didn't see this coming, but I understand. I would say that my favorite character, other than Rick, Maggie.
Yeah,
I would say Maggie. She has become the leader. She is a scorned woman. She's pregnant. Just all these things. And I want to see what her plan is. Because we don't know if she's going to try to kill Negan. We don't know that. We think we know that. But she said, we're going to build, right? We're going to get strong. And we're going to show Rick that he was wrong. Now, what is that? Is she going to set Negan up to fuck up? You know what I'm saying? Like, Maggie's not dumb. Maggie is a, you know, she's just not a dumb leader. So I am excited for what they're going to do with her character. Hopefully they don't mishandle it. And yeah, as of now, I am intrigued by Maggie.
Okay. Interesting. How about you, Maurice?
Well, besides Rick, it was Simon, and then he killed him.
Yeah.
He was entertaining. He was entertaining. You said Jesus, so I'm not gonna say him. I think it's Carol's still a very interesting, you know, character, you know, even though they kinda like play around with her emotions too much too. She's also like up and down. But yeah. I guess they gave that role to Morgan. So
yeah, so much so that he's in a different series now. Like, let's continue this elsewhere.
Yeah, Carol is a strong character. She's such a vital piece to the whole community too. So yeah, Carol, she's a badass. She's got like 9 lives too.
All right, cool, cool. Yeah. So this is definitely our longest podcast that we've had, which is good. You know, it's an interesting discussion. It can go back and forth. I have my mixed feelings with the series I've had for many years. But for some reason, I still have this attachment to it. you want to see it done well. But I'm sure we'll get back together with our special guest Carmen.
Hey,
for
AKA Carolina.
Yes.
For future podcasts.
Yes.
You know, we can get into many different things. You know, we're mostly a comic-driven podcast, and Walking Dead is at the basis from a comic. But we could do movies.
Oh yeah.
We can do TV shows. You know, I think a good one for us to do would be the X-Men animated series.
Discussion
on that. So
just to throw it out there, I know you guys saw the movie already, but maybe we could do a podcast of A Quiet Place, which I'll be watching this Friday.
Oh. It is a good one. But it's not a comic, so let's move on.
I'm just throwing some subjects out there.
That could be a totally different podcast where we just
dudes talking movies.
Yeah, exactly. But anyway, that is a good movie. It is a good movie. Get out there.
I also want to throw out that I am going to start my own podcast as well.
Hey, all right.
Okay, plug it. Let's see.
Yeah. Well, because, you know, at the end of the day, we have a lot of conversations about things. And I just think that having a podcast is a really good platform to turn our, you know, real life conversations and put it in the digital space. So, yeah, we have a lot of interests. Like, we comics, movies, shows, sports, all that. So I am going to be putting out my own podcast about stuff. So maybe that's a place where we can talk about A Quiet Place.
if that's okay with you guys.
No, A Quiet Place is definitely a movie that is in its own league. It's worth a conversation.
Cool.
Yeah, definitely is, because I have just certain things I think about that movie as far as like what the meaning behind the movie is.
Interesting. All right. I'm excited then.
Well, yeah. Thanks for joining us. I'll Do you guys have anything else to say before I end this?
Make sure you guys follow our Instagram page, Dudes Talking Comics. You can also follow our YouTube channel, Dudes Talking Comics. Angel, how can they follow us in podcasts? Not just by the Anchor app, but...
Hey, you can find us on the Apple Podcast app. Same thing, Dudes Talking Comics. Make sure you rate us, too. And if you guys think we suck, let us know we suck. You know, that's why we're here, you know. So just search us on the Apple Podcast app. Make sure you subscribe. And, yeah, that's pretty much it. Again, thanks again for joining us. We'll talk to you guys.
I have one last thing to say.
All right, we got another 30 minutes left. All right, let's go.
No. Well, it was my first podcast with Dudes Talking Comics, so thank you for having me. And the last thing I will say is The Walking Dead is real.
All right.
That's all I have to say.
Bye. Damn it.
I'm out.
All right. Bye. Thank you.
All right, later, guys. That was fun. Bye.